Hey Scott, how are you? Scott, are you with me? Scott, are you there? I can't hear you. Scott, can you hear me? Scott, are you there?
Sure.
Okay, I got you now.
How you been?
That's all right. How was your day?
Yeah, been busy.
I'll bet. I'll bet. So I can't believe it's the Final Four already.
Yeah.
Rob, how are you?
Hola, I am magnificent.
Magnificent's good.
Yeah.
I'm back from disabled list. I'm ready to go.
All right. All right. Yeah. So is IU coaching, evidently, with men's basketball.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that here in a minute.
There I go again, jumping the gun.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. You know, we've been off for a couple of weeks with the cooties.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, oh well. Today's episode is brought to you by the cool people at the Steer Inn. It's Indy's historic Steer Inn at 5130 East 10th Street, Indianapolis, 317-356-0996. It's basically a classic diner-style food brought to you by Guy Fieri, sponsored by Guy Fieri. He loves the place. They have all the comfort foods you want, like, you know, beef Manhattan, chicken and noodles, got great lasagna. They have the real cherry Pepsi. It's not Coke, it's Pepsi products, but they do the cherry syrup and chocolate syrup in their drinks and vanilla. Fantastic. They have fresh pies and cakes every day. And what's the name of that place? You can even get
Jolt Cola.
What's the name of the local brew? The local brewery here in Indianapolis.
Sun King.
You can even get a Sun King there. So you need to check it out if you're in Irvington area. So, I don't sponsor people unless I believe in the product. If you want a good old school barber, my people at Craig's Hair Care, you got to have an appointment at 317-897-3649. They're on the east side, 51 South Franklin Road, Indianapolis, 46219. Old school barbershop. You get the haircut, $12, and they do the razor on your neck, and it doesn't get much better than that. Check out Craig's Hair Care. Give them a call and make a reservation, 317-897-3649, and tell them you heard about it on Indy's Local Flavor.
I'm gonna do that because I look like Yahoo Serious.
I haven't heard of that in a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they'll take care of you. So, and it's worth the drive. So, took my kids here last night. It's their new hotspot. It's Charleston's on the north side, 6815 East 82nd Street. I had the Parmesan chicken. It was good. 317-841-0442. You can check them out at charlestons.com. Great date night if you want a date night. And that's technically Marion County, so you'll still have to wear your mask. So, after next month. Isn't that fun?
Thank you, Diamond Joe Hogsett.
don't get me started. Yeah. month of March is winding down with the basketball games, but if you still want some cool gear, go to the shopindy.com. I know all the Indiana teams are out, but they also have, you know, all the cool venues like the Hoosier Dome and Deer Creek and all that. And I saw somebody with a Marsh t-shirt the other day, which I was like, wow, that's cool. There's one in Broad Ripple That's the one I've been to at 317-426-4889. There's one up there on the north side in Carmel, 317-669-2559. That's theshopindy.com. The last three are restaurants. There's one in Broad Ripple. It's called Dad's Kitchen, 317-986-6209. That's dadskitchenindy.com. If you're looking to sit in for a cup of coffee on the run, Dad's Kitchen has your back. Inspired by quick and casual food, Dad's Kitchen is a mix of delicious Spanish and American foods, also Peruvian. And they are a family-run business. Make sure you check them out. Took my son here recently to El Jarepo. Very good Mexican place. I didn't get the usual. I ended up getting... What did I get here? I got the beef burrito, the chili relleno, and the tamale. Very good. That's a 30 East Washington Point Drive, Indianapolis, 46229, 317-898-3921. And if margaritas, adult beverages is your thing with Mexican food, make sure you check that out. And, of course, our buddies at Giacomo's Pizza. It's off the menu, and they may look like... They may look at you like you're nutty, but the manager, Mike, went on Instagram and said, hey, try this pizza. It's called the Bandit, and it's a spicy Italian sausage, marinara. Let's see what else. Pepperoni and Gouda cheese, and it's excellent. It's called the Bandit. The server may take them a little longer than normal, but it's worth trying. And then you can also try the regulars, which are great, which is the Cheese Louise, and then the Slaughterhouse Five, which is all the meats you can eat. So that's us. Giacomo's Pizza on the north side, 317-896-4545 in Irvington at 317-356-6612, or in Greenwood at 317-883-8993. Okay, on to the sports news. The NCAA matchups are tonight. I guess it's the Final Four. Fortunately, I don't have cable, so I'm on the outside looking in, I guess. USC Gonzaga, 7:15 on TBS. The Zags by 8.5. What do you guys think on that one?
I believe Gonzaga will win that one, yes.
Think they'll cover?
I doubt it.
Yeah, me
too. I'm going to say that. Yeah.
And then, well, there is a Big Ten team left, UCLA and Michigan at 9:50 at the earliest on TBS, and Michigan's favored by 6.5. What do you think of that?
I'm taking UCLA outright.
Over Michigan?
Okay.
Yes.
That should be interesting.
Only because with my wagering that I do on occasion – I've actually made money in this tournament by doing exactly that. UCLA has come out of nowhere. They're you know, a pack team. And worst case, there's one Big Ten team in the Final Four, which 2 weeks ago or whatever, I would have thought there would not have been one team making the Sweet 16. So,
yeah. Okay, so as Rob alluded to earlier, Robin Scott are here with me this evening, as usual. Indiana University hired Mike Woodson to be their head basketball coach. Your thoughts, guys?
Scott?
It was surprising to me.
Okay.
He doesn't have – I don't think he has any prior college coaching experience.
He doesn't.
And
he doesn't.
So they're going to have to – get some assistants in there, obviously, that have experience with recruiting and the like. I thought them bringing in Thad Mata as the assistant AD was an interesting move.
Yeah.
He failed the physical, right? He failed the physical, or he would have been the coach, right? Isn't that what I understood?
That I had not heard.
No, I hadn't heard that. I thought you were joking, Scott, there for a second.
Scott. No. Yeah. No. That's... Scott. But I could have been mistaken on that.
Scott is echoing kind of what I've heard from other fans of IU that, and I when I was talking with them, I said the same thing. I said it was the best part of that hire was bringing in Thad Mata, but I had not heard anything about the physical issues. And I'd also heard former Pacers coach, what's his name, Mike Kimmon, as a consultant. I can't remember.
Larry Brown.
Larry Brown, yes.
Oh, well, that'd be interesting.
So maybe between the three of them, they can pull out a 500 season.
So why is the IU alumni having a hemorrhage on this hire?
Because it's not Brad Stevens.
Well, those guys aren't coming. Brad Stevens ain't coming. Steve Alford ain't coming. Come on now. They're not coming here.
Yeah. Well, it's just my opinion as a Purdue faithful. It's the IU alums are never happy, and the IU administration, I think, is pretty happy with, you know, being in control. That's the way it's been for two to three decades. So,
yeah, that's true.
Okay. Everything I'm seeing on the Thad Mata physical thing is saying that was incorrect and that was not.
Okay. I'm okay with that. All right. So, yeah, you can't trust the internet? What? Okay. So I'll take the error on that. That's no problem. So, I think it's a smart hire for IU, but you just like with any other coach. But see, my thing is with any college coach in the college arena now, they don't give them enough time to really get established.
Bingo.
You got to win right away.
Bingo. And the games last night, they pointed it out. Gosh, I can't remember which coach it was, but he's been with that program for 7 years and hadn't done anything until this year. And, you know, I know we joked about what our topic would be, and I said, let's talk about, you know, what 11 candidates are going to be available in 4 years for IU men's basketball coach. But if you don't buy in and hell or high water, you're going to have this. And what is it? Six coaches now. And well, since Bobby left 20 years ago.
Right. Well, yeah, he was forced to leave. Yes. So, yes.
And Calvin Sampson is in the Final Four right now. So just a little bit of salt to the wound, guys.
Which team is he with?
Houston.
He's coached
for Houston. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Can I use my cell phone minutes?
Yeah. Well, you know, and that goes back to it. It's like he was ethically sound enough for Houston, and you know, he's gotten through the meat grinder and I don't know, found the error of his ways, but no, I used just like no, you're not PC enough. Bye bye. And you know,
so, what do you guys think about the Colts signing T.Y. Hilton, $10 million deal? $10 million for a year.
Well, we're going to know if he can still play.
Oh, yeah. But I'm okay with that. I think that amount's a little high for me. And I just read today that the NFL is going to a 17-game season with full attendance.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait.
I do like that because they took a game away from preseason. So it's a 3-game preseason.
Oh boy.
And the 17th game, I thought this was pretty cool. It is against the counterpart, a team that is a counterpart, but actually the mirror image of your division. So the AFC South and the NFC South, that 17th game,
yeah.
This year it's the Bucks, of course. You
know? Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a neat way to put that in there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I'm on the Colts list because I bought Colts single game tickets 2 years ago. So they said if you want to sign up for single game tickets, I did that because the Raiders are coming. I'm going to that. Definitely, without a doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know. I'm gonna take the son and maybe my brother-in-law and have some fun there. So can't wait for that.
Do we know where Juju Smith-Schuster ended up? Did he go anywhere?
Steelers.
I think he resigned with Pittsburgh, yeah.
Okay.
He decided to take a pay cut and stay with the Steelers.
Okay. Well, and that was the only one that I was looking at. Another one that I'd heard about, and it might still be floating in the wind, was Zach Ertz, but I would have rather had Schuster if Hilton didn't resign. And, yeah, and no Ertz, please. No, I think it's on the downhill slope there, but.
And the Raiders are out of their mind. They're thinking about signing Snead, the receiver. I'm like, come on. Like, really?
He can pull it out every once in a while. He did some good things for the Saints, but.
Yeah. So, and then the other big signing for the NFL was Andy Dalton signs with the Bears. I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, he's not going to take you. Where's he going to take you?
The Red Rider.
I mean, he's a good quarterback. Well, okay, all right. If he has some actual weapons,
oh yeah,
he could play. But he hasn't really had any weapons except for AJ Green.
There's a good you know, debate exercise. Will he be better than Trubisky?
Who do they really have that's a weapon for them? They've got one receiver whose name escapes me. They had their marquee receiver, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And maybe their tight end. So, you know. So you got to give these quarterbacks somebody to throw to.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. Have you guys seen any good movies lately? Or read any good books?
I did, and I don't know why. I did Justice League off HBO Max in the last week or so.
What'd you think?
4 hours of brutality. It was entertaining in parts, but 4 hours, really? You know, it was like, oh, I know I'm at home, and I can go get popcorn whenever I want, but... They could have done less, and I think it would have been more.
Okay, well, I get your point, but I disagree with you.
Okay.
I broke it up into two nights.
Okay.
So I did 2 hours, 2 hours. But if you watch that in one sitting, that's bananas.
Yep, that's what I did.
No, you can't do that in one sitting. That's, if you watch The Godfather, that's 3 hours, and that's a long day.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I broke that up into two nights. So I think that movie should erase the original Justice League movie off the shelf, and it should get pounded like a sledgehammer, like George Lucas wanted to do with the original Star Wars holiday special from CBS.
Right. Yeah.
So I thought it was excellent, but it was it long? Yeah, it was majorly long. But yeah, I thought it was... the way Zack Snyder did, let me start over. The villains in that movie were so much better than the original Justice League that came out. It was like night and day. And to have a great action movie, period, or especially in a superhero movie, you have to have a great villain, and they had many.
Right.
So, yeah, that's my thought on that.
Yeah. No, I get that.
So, did you see it, Scott?
I have not seen it yet, no.
Have you seen WandaVision, guys?
No.
I watched maybe half of the very first episode, and I was just like, I can't do it. That's not my thing. I can't do it.
I totally get that argument. The first two episodes were very slow, but once they got to... the third episode, it was good, but the first two were really slow.
Yeah, I might go revisit it, I get at least my first of two shots tomorrow, and then I'm hoping that with the theaters opening back up, you know, I was thinking about it, the first movie that comes out that I do want to see, I'm going to be getting two big tubs of popcorn, and you know, hopefully it's wall to wall people, and you know. Yeah. That's what I'm wanting to do. So,
there's been two episodes of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. If you like those characters, it's very good.
yeah, I threw my Disney Plus out when they started getting goofy on some of these things about
Gina Carano. Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a topic I need to bring up here in a moment. Have you guys ever read the book Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut?
No, I haven't, but whenever you talk about Giacomo, I'm like, I need to get that pizza and I need to get that book. Because yeah, I would like to before they cancel it.
Okay. So the reason why I bring this up is I've been reading more, because I love watching movies. I can watch movies all day long, all night long, and I get it. But watching movies is a passive activity and reading is an active activity. So I was at Barnes & Noble with my kids and I saw Slaughterhouse-Five and it came out in comic book form, a graphic novel. Wow. A graphic novel. So I'm like, yeah, I'll read that. So I've read about half of it so far and it's excellent.
Okay.
It's an anti-war movie, anti-war book.
Huh. Right.
So it's excellent. And then if you guys are looking for a new artist to follow and you like soul music, his name is Michael Kiwanuka, Kiwanuka. He is excellent. He reminds me a little bit of Bill Withers, if you like Bill Withers.
Okay.
So what did you guys think about the killing of Pepe Le Pew?
Well, I don't know if you saw that Captain Underpants is also under attack now.
What?
Yeah.
For what? Yep. Leaving skid marks?
Not evidently, you know, being approved by the decision makers. You know, it's I just saw it in a feed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's part of that whole
I'm gonna have to dig into that.
Yeah, no. Captain Underpants gone. That's funny. Now.
Dig into that.
Pepe Le Pew's gone.
Yeah. Bunny's been censored. I'm like, come on. Come on. You're trying to tell me Bugs Bunny can't seduce Elmer anymore? Come on.
Oh, it was like the whole Mr. Potato Head thing.
You know? No,
it's like that was the beginning of putting dresses on Mr. Potato Head and putting mustache on Mrs. Potato Head.
It's called sell all three and shut up. Yeah. You know, come on, jeez Louise, it's a freaking fictional character. You uncultured swine. Oh my.
You just need to go to a re-education camp, Joe.
You know what? I'm serious about. I'm totally serious about this. When I can't remember the character's name. No, I do remember the character's name. When Evie meets V for the first time in the comic book V for Vendetta or in the movie, and she walks into V's underground cavern. Where he has his home in the British subway, and she walks into his house. I'm V. I've got all the cool band stuff. I've got all the Bugs Bunny band movies now. I'm going to have all the band comics and the band books. I'm like, get out of town with this stuff, man. Get out of here. So I'm like, oh, geez, Louise. Captain Underpants, what is the world coming to?
Yeah.
I just lost Robert.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my. We'll give him a minute.
All right.
This technical difficulty was brought to you by. Oh my.
There he is.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You all right?
It died on me. That's the first time that's happened to me.
No. Okay. Well, yeah, it happened to me one time.
No, I was saying, you know, do a Dr. Seuss, have a Dr. Seuss collection of all his writings, and that'll make some people's heads explode.
Oh, I don't have them from 37.
Yeah.
No, I don't, the stuff he found on Mulberry Street. I don't have that. So, I saw the Gina Carano figures and the Pop figures, and I didn't buy any like a moron. And I hate to see how much those are going for now.
Right.
So,
but it's okay to have Satan shoes, Lil Nas X. You know, you can have those.
Well, I don't know if you saw the meme or not about Pepe Le Pew, but it's okay to kill Pepe Le Pew while your kids go play Grand Theft Auto and go be Leisure Suit Larry at the club. At the club.
Pimping ain't easy, man. Pimping ain't easy.
Ice tea classic. Yes, it is. Yeah, that's funny. You guys ready for the college rivalries?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Rob.
Number 11 is, and it's only because it's me, Franklin College, Hanover. And nobody would know that unless they've gone to Franklin College or Hanover.
I did one local one as well. That's a good choice.
And it's because Franklin College, my alma mater, and Hanover, those are two schools that are small Midwestern universities in Indiana, and we don't like each other. So,
you mean you don't like the rich kids of Hanover that pay $1 zillion a year?
Well,
the
beauty of it was after this last year and all the quote science being followed, I discovered that our current governor is an alum of Hanover. He graduated from there 3 to 5 years before I started at Franklin, and so when I told another alum about that from Franklin, they're like, that explains a lot. So, yeah. The Hanover Bell, that's what we fight over every year.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Go ahead, Scott.
My number 11, I've got Michigan and Michigan State basketball.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's good every year. We're doing the top 11 college rivalries in all sports. My number 11... which could be higher, is the Army versus Navy football
game. I saw some had that as number one. I did not.
I didn't either.
But it is consistent because they go all out every year for that one.
Right. Exactly. And it's been going around since World War II, at least, and before that. So.
My number 10, Rob. And this is dated, but I will always remember Georgetown Villanova 1985. And every time I see either one of those schools, but especially when they play each other, I'm like, I wonder if they still don't like each other as much, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's more of an 80s rivalry, but I agree with you. I have that higher. But that's a good one, definitely. Scott?
I've got Kentucky and Louisville. Or Louisville, depending on how you say it. Basketball is my number 10.
Nice. Good pick. I've got that higher. I've got Notre Dame versus USC football, which has kind of not been the same lately, but it used to be really big.
So I have that higher up on my list, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My number 9, and it may or may not be as big, but I remember growing up and I believe they call it the Red River Rivalry, Oklahoma Texas football.
Yeah.
I've got IU Kentucky basketball for number 9. Maybe maybe Mike Woodson can get that rivalry back now.
Yeah.
I've got a story on that. When you know, IU lost their heads because they sank a shot against Kentucky. Oh gosh, 15 years ago or whatever, and you know, I was at a pool hall playing pool, wearing a Purdue sweatshirt while that game was going on, and when that shot went down, I walked out of the bar. I believe I paid for my pool and my drinks and everything, but I was so PO'd about that.
Right. Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah. I'll bet. So, yeah, that is, has been a rivalry at times.
Yeah, Kentucky didn't want to do it at that point. That's why they haven't played forever.
We don't need that Lord on our RPI.
Yeah, exactly. I've got – I used to work with a guy who was really hardcore on the Little Giants. It was Wabash versus DePaul, and supposedly a student got a fence into his head, and that's why – they can't sit next to each other. Wabash versus DePaul football.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that one also, and I almost put it, but I was like, because when I was at Franklin, it was one or both of them. One of both of those schools were still in NAIA with us. So we would play, I believe it was DePaul.
Right.
But
right.
About halfway through my years at Franklin, Franklin College switched to Division III NCAA. So I don't know where DePaul and Wabash are now, but I did see that one.
They're Division III.
Are they also? Okay.
I don't think they're Division II yet. I think they're Division III.
Okay. All right.
Because they play who was the receiver with the Colts? Pierre something.
Well, okay.
Oh,
Pierre Garçon. Yeah.
Yes.
He played Division III with I think one of the Ohio teams.
It was either Ohio or Kentucky. I met him at one of those get-togethers at our former mutual employer, and his hands are the size of my head. I
can believe that.
I'm not kidding.
I can believe that. I can believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he didn't do nothing with the Redskins. The formerly known as the Washington Redskins.
Well, and the year I met him, it was the start of the season where the Colts went to their second Super Bowl and then lost to the Saints. And I remember saying to him, go get a Super Bowl. So they almost did. You know, he almost listened to me. But
yeah, except for Tom Moore called three plays for Reggie Wayne right in a row. Courtney Roby picked it. Oh, gee, I don't know why. But, you know,
for some reason, I want to say his college was Mount Union or something like that.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you're exactly right.
All right.
Yep.
Yep. Same. Yep. Okay. He was a good find.
Yes.
My number eight. The world's biggest cocktail party, Florida, Georgia. They don't call it that anymore because they don't want to promote drinking in this age of enlightenment.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, they don't drink in college.
But that one's one I always, I don't know, I like it, you know.
Yeah, sure. Good teams.
My number eight, I'm going back to 1988, the Catholics versus the Convicts, Notre Dame versus Miami football.
Great matchup.
I almost went there. I almost did. But I was like, no, Miami, why? They're not. No. Notre Dame at least has been, in the play of rankings and championship potential recently, and Miami, so I stayed away.
Yeah, that's good. That was a classic. Mine is Michigan versus Michigan State in basketball for number eight.
Nice.
So,
I went a different direction for number seven, but I think I was close to Scott. Number seven, I did USC versus Notre Dame, which USC is not. That's not there as much as it used to be, but I saw it as being more still of a rivalry than Miami-Notre Dame. So,
yeah.
My number seven, it's already been mentioned, is the Army-Navy football game.
Yeah. Good pick. Did Newt Rockne play for Army?
Believe so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can tell you there was a Reitzel that played for Navy back in the 80s. was weird because we were sitting there watching the game, and my dad said, "That's one of our relatives."
Yeah, that's a good thing. My number seven is Florida State versus the U in football. So,
and I almost went there with that one too, but I look at it and I say, is that still as much of a rivalry?
Right.
I don't follow the ACC as much, but there is an ACC rivalry on mine. So,
right. So, not as good as it used to be, that's for sure.
All right, let's see here. Are we ready for number six?
Yes, sir.
I may be off on the title or the nickname for it, but is this the battle between the hedges, Alabama-Auburn football?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe I forgot that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I redid my list and I forgot that one. Bo Jackson.
Right, right. A buddy of mine lives in Alabama, and I don't know which school is located where, but his boss is an Auburn grad, and they still don't, you know, care for each other.
Yeah, I finally watched that movie, The Best of Times. Robin Williams' father-in-law feeds him so much crap over that game where he drops the ball.
Yeah. Well, and plus, so, of course, Gump played for Alabama, so.
Run for us. Yeah. Yep. Leading punt returner of the year.
He would run not just into the locker room. He'd keep running.
Running all the way home. Oh my. Are you up, Rob, for six?
That was six, Alabama.
Yeah, I think I'm up.
Okay.
My number six is one of Dick Vitale's favorite basketball games to do, Duke and North Carolina.
Yes.
Good call. Yeah. So, Dickie V's retired, right?
He still does some games. He does
commercials.
Many.
He did some.
I heard him on a couple games this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Not as many as he used to do, though.
Yeah, he used to be a regular. My number six is Kentucky and Louisville basketball. So that was mentioned earlier. So,
yep.
When Denny Crum was there, that was a big deal. So,
well, it was for them. I mean, Kentucky doesn't have any professional teams. Am I right there? And so, you know.
No, you're right. Yeah, they used to have one in the ABA, you know,
right? Kentucky Colonels, yeah.
So, yeah, and so that is probably still a very big event, regardless of the sport. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my number five. I don't know if anybody's mentioned it yet, but Michigan, Ohio State, and it has fallen by the wayside. But I think we saw a glimpse of it this year in the Big Ten, at least. Where Ohio State and Michigan both, you know, they got to the dance. So Michigan's still in it. Ohio State died early. So, but yeah, Michigan, Ohio State.
Nice.
My number five, it's already been mentioned twice now, is Notre Dame USC.
Okay. This has been mentioned as well, North Carolina and Duke in basketball. And, my favorite announcer of all time for ESPN is Jay Billis. Hands down. No comparison. So.
Yeah. I can tell you most, if not all of mine, have already been mentioned. Let's see here. My number four is Kentucky Louisville. Yes.
Okay.
My number four is all Michigan, right. Ohio State. So.
Okay.
Mine's also been mentioned as Georgetown, Villanova. So Ed Pickney was the superstar then when Villanova won their one title there in the 80s.
Dwayne 44 McLean, I think I mentioned. I've got his autograph when he came to the Pacers. I've got to find that thing. It may be it may yeah. be, you know, gone. And I also realized I've got, let's see, that was Wayman Tisdale.
He's deceased, man. That's worth something.
Yeah. And, oh, there was somebody else who was worth having. Oh my gosh, who was it? I want to say Clark Kellogg, but I'll have to dig for that.
Oh, that was my first interview at Ball State was Clark Kellogg. He was total class.
He seems like he is just, you know, what he is in whatever interview is what he is. And yeah.
And I talked to him, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago when I was walking through where he used to work. And he was super cool then too.
Yeah.
So yeah, awesome. Great guy.
My number three already mentioned is Army Navy, and I just had him at the top just because of most of these. It's still a thing, you know. You look forward to it.
Yeah.
Number three, I had Scott. Alabama number Auburn three. Football.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We already talked about this earlier. For me is Indiana Kentucky basketball, which is Kentucky doesn't want to play them, so which is crazy now, but you know,
we don't want to schedule them on our roster, so we want all the cream puffs instead.
Well, the thing I liked about this tournament is a lot of the blue bloods were not there, and no. But when these two teams I'm getting ready to mention as my number two got together, because it was do or die for them, Duke, right. North Carolina, it was still there. And, you know, is it a mile or 3 miles that separate the two campuses? You know, I can't fathom two large schools like that being that close together.
I think it's 3 miles.
Yeah. So whoever designed that, I don't get that. Why not just call it the biggest university ever and go with it? But
the tobacco companies designed that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So that's my number two.
Okay. Good pick.
My number two, I've got IU good. And Purdue basketball.
Go ahead, Scott.
That's number two.
Yeah. good pick. My number two is, I can't believe you guys haven't mentioned this, Michigan and Ohio State football.
That was one of mine.
So,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
all right, cool.
Yeah, I was talking specific to basketball. The football piece, I think, has fallen off a little bit. Thank you, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, but yeah, I see it for all sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you got there, Rob?
Let's see. My number one, not number two, is Purdue IU. Surprise.
Yeah.
But, and it's, you know, a lot of reasons for it, but basically it started, I was an IU fan for a very, very, very long time, my whole life. I remember watching the 1976 championship barely, cause I was maybe 4 or 5 years old, and my dad yeah. got a commemorative plate after that season. It has the names of all the players on the back of it and Bobby Knight's face on
the
front.
Oh, wow.
And,
yeah,
you know, that was the last perfect season. Maybe was it the last perfect season? And maybe we're getting ready to see the next one here in the next week or so.
76 was the last perfect season when Bobby Knight and IU,
yeah.
yes.
So, but by the time the end of the 90s had happened, Bobby got let go. There was a guy named Drew Brees going to Purdue, and my sister was attending Purdue. And so it just seemed like an evolution that at least I didn't start rooting for Texas Tech after Bobby Knight. You know.
Bang, bang, come on down.
I stayed local, so.
Yeah, bang, bang, come on down. Yeah. Yeah. The Red Raiders.
Red Raiders.
Yeah. What's your number one, Scott?
Notre Dame, Michigan football.
Oh. Notre Dame. Okay. Okay. And
we just lost him.
Notre Dame, Michigan football.
Okay, number one. Mine is the same as yours, Rob. It's IU versus Purdue basketball.
Yeah, did you catch my number one there? It cut off right as I.
Yeah,
okay, Notre Dame, Michigan, just because lifelong Notre Dame fan, born and raised Catholic, so you know, you're taught at a young age to hate Michigan football. So.
That's funny. So Rudy Rudiger is incorrect when he says, you know, it's like, what was it? What was the line from the movie? Have my younger kid play for Purdue.
My number one is the same as Rob's, is Indiana versus Purdue. So how that worked with me is I was only five when during the 1976 basketball season. So I didn't really remember that. But the 1981 season, when Ronald Reagan turned around and got shot during that tournament, when Indiana was in D.C., for that tournament, and they thought about calling it off, and they didn't, was interesting, to say the least. So I started following IU because of the Anderson connection, which was from Anderson, Madison Heights, which was Bobby Wilkerson, Ray Tolbert, Stu Robinson, who ended up coaching with Bobby at Texas Tech, and then Winston Morgan. Madison Heights coach Phil Buck, who also coached my brother Ben, but I also liked Purdue as well when Troy Lewis started going there in 84.
Sounds right.
So I followed both of them, really.
Yeah.
So But now I follow everybody.
The history I was oblivious to, and I wish I'd been a little bit more attuned when I was in coming out of grade school, going into middle school, because one of my middle school teachers was a former player of Bob Knight, and he played in 1972 for Bob Knight when Bob Knight started there, and he was also our high school coach, and definitely high school, and I think he had some input with middle school as prep. Mm-hmm. And I therefore never made a team for him. But if I'd been more attuned to that, I would have appreciated, because he also was one of what I believe are three players to never play in a tournament since Bobby Knight. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So If that's the measure of consistency for IU, it's been 40 years that, 35 to 40 years that, you know, almost all players play in at least one tournament.
Because I think he started in 72, and the next year in 73, they won the NIT.
Yep.
If I remember correctly. So, I mean, What was the other thing I was thinking? I really respect Bobby Knight for how he handled the Landon Turner situation.
Right.
Because I have, believe it or not, I have a buddy of mine. His dad, my buddy Dave, his dad pulled Landon from the car.
Mm.
Yeah, and outside Newcastle. Bobby Knight was all class with taking care of Landon Turner, and then Red Auerbach drafted him in the 10th round of the NBA draft with the last pick.
That kind of story doesn't get told enough, and rightly or wrongly so.
No.
But the other thing was,
no.
and maybe it is the age that had become, especially over the last 20 years, Bobby Knight made sure his players graduated, didn't just graduate, but they excelled.
Yeah.
And in this age of, if you're, if you even want to go to college, maybe you just want to sit out a year and then go into the NBA. You don't have to, you know, you can be one and done and the grades, you know?
Right. We got some extra time. Let's see. What are some of the best college basketball games you remember seeing live or on television? Or if you want to do in high, or if you want to throw in high school, you can, we can do high school. That's fine with me.
Yeah, not so much on high school. I was at a small Indiana school. I think if I remember right, we had 100 people in our graduating class. And, you know, maybe 500 in the entire school. And, you know, the school district I'm in now, the public school has that many plus 200 in their freshman class. So, but, you know, there were some games, local games between our local rivals that it got loud. It got real loud.
You know? Good.
So Hoosier Hysteria is real. I have checked something off my bucket list for basketball. I attended Purdue Ohio State game. Oh gosh, this has been about 13 years ago at Mackey. I was given tickets, and IU won. It was when Thad Matta was the coach for Ohio State, and you know, it was a very competitive year that year. I believe that was the year that Robbie Hummel and the Baby Boilers, the original Baby Boilers, were going to go all the way, and then Robbie broke his leg. So,
I remember that.
So
well.
I got to see that team play, and you know what the new Baby Boilers can do next year. I'm really excited about.
I'll bet. Do you have any stories, Scott?
I don't really have any stories per se. My son and I do enjoy going around a different basketball. Like high school basketball games, and just well before the pandemic hit, my oldest son and I would go around, you know, just in various schools and watch, you know, just a random basketball game on a Friday night or a Saturday night or whatever. I personally enjoy college better than I do college or the pros. High school more than the college or pros, just because it's, I guess I'm kind of old school as far as basketball goes. I'm not one to watch 100 three-pointers be put up in a game. You know, I like defense, I guess. And, you don't find that much in college.
Too.
And you sure as heck don't find that in the NBA anymore.
That's why I like the results of a lot of these tournament games is defense is coming back. You know, I hear commentators and others griping about it. Oh, there's not enough points, you know, this, that, the other. Even in the Purdue loss when they, I think, combined for what? Maybe 40 in the first half. You know, I was like, it's
defense. I have no problem with defense. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And that's a part of the game that is authentic, and it's in high school and it's taught and then it's forgotten later on. I saw an article or a story recently about a guy. He had spent his whole career covering college and professional sports, and he left it. And all he does now is cover girls high school basketball because it's
right.
And
I don't know if they won again, but the IU Lady Hoosiers did well. I don't know if they won again.
No, they lost last night to Arizona, but it was
okay.
Speaking of high school basketball, you have the state finals coming up this weekend. I know in 4A it's Carmel and Lawrence North. Yeah, and then I'm not sure about 3A or 2A right offhand, but. Yeah, the Lawrence North Carmel should definitely be a good matchup.
I was fortunate enough to grow up in the golden era of high school basketball, and growing up in Anderson was kind of like being with the Green Bay Packers. It was 8,000 people every Friday night, and you basically somebody had to die for you to get season tickets, pretty much. So, the best, I don't know if I'm probably shared this before. The best game I ever saw there was 1982. No time on the clock. It's 83-82 Anderson. Steve Alford gets fouled, and he's the leading free throw shooter in the country. And he throws the first one up, clang. So I'm like, okay, we're going to overtime. That's fine. We can beat, you know, we think we can beat them in overtime. Throws the second one up, clang, and that place exploded. The only thing I can compare that to was when Ball State beat Oregon State, I believe, in 1990 to go to the Sweet 16. It was a cold March rain, and I was watching it in the dorm, and I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. Everybody ran down to the middle of the university, and some knucklehead got up on the streetlight. I'm like, oh, and they were firing fireworks into the crowd from the cars, and they were jumping up on up and down on top of the buildings. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing none of that. So. But it was bananas. It was fun.
That is awesome. That's.
Have either of you made it out to a Knightstown to the Hoosier Gym out there?
I have not, but you can play basketball games.
I was fortunate enough to do that one time, and it was a very memorable experience. So,
I'll bet. How did you guys end up in your tournament, your son's league?
Can we go on to the next topic?
Sure, of course. Okay. All
right. No, the one league we won the championship in, but my other one, I thought we would definitely win because we'd been winning by an average of 35 points a game, we got beat in the semifinals. Yeah. So against a team we beat twice in the regular season. So,
Man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That reminds me of my second year at Franklin, because Franklin College made it to the Sweet 16, played against Grace College, and lost. And Grace College went on to win the championship. And we were so stoked because, you know, that season for Franklin College, that just didn't happen. I can't remember if it was NAIA or Division III. Right. But yeah, just that's even worse. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to run the book for my son. No. When we were playing basketball, I used to run the scoreboard. And one year when he was in sixth grade, they won the title. And then his eighth grade year, they went 0-10. You want to talk about brutal. I was like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, that's, you know, and I'm sure, Scott, you know how this goes. With my son's league, it's all about the picks. And it's the same picks every year. And it's like, So, yeah.
Yep.
Fun stuff. So, oh, well. You guys got any closing comments?
I'm glad that things are opening back up and there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I hope, spring is springing and I got a yard to mow now, which,
yeah.
That's why you have kids, so they can mow your yard.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Earn the allowance.
I'll borrow your guys's, you know, that way.
Hey, yeah. They're always looking to make extra money, so you know.
they're revenue generators and
exactly.
Taxes, so.
Oh, of course. That's funny. Okay, this episode has been brought to you by the letter B for basketball. If you want to pick up the Slaughterhouse 5 graphic novel, you can do that at your local Barnes & Noble. You can get that at Amazon, I'm sure. And the Serenity Prayers in there, which I was surprised that's in there. Happy 19th birthday to my buddy Anita. It's this episode's also brought to you by Joshua 1, Psalm 91, and 1 Peter 5, 7. For Robin Scott, for Indy's Local Flavor, I'm Joe Kearney, and we'll see.